Welcome back into Press Row. Our good buddy Josh Kendall does a great job covering South Carolina. He's from Fannin County. There are statues of Josh all over Fannin County. But we used to bring Josh in as a representative of the state newspaper, but he has moved on and joined the outstanding team of writers at The Athletic. So for the first time, we welcome in Josh Kendall from The Athletic. Josh, how are you?
Good, fellas. Thanks for having me. How y'all?
And doing fine. Of course, Jeremy Pruitt had his deal in Knoxville today. Will Muschamp, his deal in Columbia. I guess South Carolina goes tomorrow. I guess most schools do go tomorrow. But, Josh, I mean, this time last year, Georgia and South Carolina had been picked 1-2 in the East. And I know that Georgia was a solid number one pick, but you had that early season game in Columbia, so there was a lot of buzz about it. It just doesn't seem like you're hearing quite as much about South Carolina. I guess they were picked fourth in the East at Media Days. What do you think has kind of lent itself to that?
Well, I think folks finally just got tired of building up the Georgia-South Carolina game. You know, every year it feels like since South Carolina joined the SEC, they've said, all right, you know, all we got to do is compete with Georgia, and it just doesn't happen very often. So I think that Florida had such a good year that they became the clear number two pick. Missouri has a little bit of flavor of the month feel to me. They got Kelly Bryant, who is a high-profile transfer. I'm not sure he's such a difference-making transfer. But I think we're entering the point where people are saying, can Will Muschamp get it done at South Carolina? They had that second year where they win 9 games and things look like they're ahead of schedule when really they weren't. They were on schedule and on a pretty good schedule, but that wasn't necessarily a true indication of where this program was. There was still a lot of stuff that needed to be done, and there still is a lot of stuff that needs to be done.
And, I mean, you bring up Will Muschamp. I think there's also the Jake Bentley factor because his stock doesn't seem to be as high going into this season as it did a year ago. And, of course, you covered both of these games. I didn't see the one of them because I think I was covering other games. But, I mean, here's a guy, Bentley, that hangs 5 touchdowns on Clemson and then gets bageled in a Belt Bowl loss to Virginia. I mean, how did that whole scenario transpire?
Well, that's been the story of Jake Bentley's career here. He has excited fans in one game and disappointed them in the next, and sometimes that's gone quarter to quarter, more than even game to game. His inconsistency and his turnovers have frustrated this fan base to the point where there are a lot of people who say, surely to goodness this hotshot freshman Ryan Helinski who we have can beat him out. That is not going to happen, I don't believe, for a lot of reasons. But Jake Bentley is a good quarterback, and I think South Carolina fans expected him to be a great quarterback by now, and he's not yet. We'll see if he can get there. If he can, that's probably the difference between this team winning 6 and this team maybe winning 8 games.
All right, Will Muschamp has been asked about being Clemson's little brother. He didn't seem too fond of that one.
No, he cut that off quickly at Media Days, and then somebody asked him today, because he did have a season-opening press conference today, about how his players had rallied on social media after he shot that question down. And he said something about, yeah, that's what happens when you respond correctly to dumb bleep questions. So he has taken a lot of pleasure in fighting back against that notion. And the funny thing is they've just hired as of today, the first day for the new president, a guy named Robert Caslin, who was 43 years in the United States military, including serving as a superintendent at West Point. And he just took over the university and has promised any athletics team that beats Clemson gets to come to the president's house for Sundays, ice cream Sundays, in commemoration of that win. And so Will Muschamp was quick to note his favorite ice cream flavor today as well. Now, he may be putting that the cart a little in front of the horse there, but the specter of Clemson looms large around here.
Yeah, I mean, the players were having to answer for that at SEC Media Days. By the way, Brian Edwards, the receiver, not only is he on pace to break a lot of school records, I did not realize what a historian this guy is, because he was asked about the 2010. Naturally, a lot of people were asking about Alabama since they're going to Columbia this year, and he recalled a lot of detail about the Garcia, Lattimore, Alshon Jeffrey game 9 years ago.
Yeah, and he was a delightful today. He's a good kid, and I think as you wrote, he's expecting a child. And due date is August the 20th, but they don't think she's going to make it. And he's got, you know, the coaches are on notice that as soon as he gets the call, he's gone. So he will, by the time they play North Carolina on August 31st, probably be a dad. But he's pretty excited about it.
All right, Will Muschamp doesn't like the Clemson's little brother question. He also seems to be, and maybe he's just worn out of this one, answering questions about the schedule.
Yeah, that's just his default setting is we control the controllables. We're not worried about that. We're too tough to be distracted by all these frivolous things that all you people worry about. And that's fine and dandy. And I sort of appreciate that on a big picture scale. But he's talked so much about like that throughout his spring speaking tour, throughout media days. He'll say it 1,000 times again between now and the schedule, between now and the season. But the reality is, for the place that South Carolina's program is, that's a difficult schedule. So I don't want to hear 6 months of we're not worried about the schedule, we're not worried about the schedule. And then if you're 4-4 in November, don't turn around and say, we played some pretty darn good teams now, you know. So you can't, for my money, you can't play both sides of that spectrum. So I thought he ought to ease up on the hell, the schedule's tough every year talk throughout the season, because I don't look at it as an excuse. I just think it's a reality. It's a difficult schedule. And if they win 7 games this year, that's not a terrible season. But don't come, if you win 7 games, don't come complaining about the schedule at the end of that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Texas A&M, Clemson, I guess that's 5 in the top 11, according to the coaches poll. Just how important is that? You're not hearing tons. I mean, you hear, you hear about Auburn, Oregon that first weekend. And of course, Bama's expected to route Duke. Georgia goes up to Vandy. Not hearing a ton about South Carolina, North Carolina over here, at least, but how important is that, as far as the, just setting the psyche for South Carolina's season? Do they need to beat them, or do they need to kind of really whip them?
I just think beating them is fine. I think beating them is fine. Now, that's a bad football team. That's a 2-win football team this year. The danger if you're and that's a must-win game for the Gamecocks. The danger if you're the Gamecocks is that they get one of those Mac is back, North Carolina guys get fired up, something bad, good happens for North Carolina early, and South Carolina kind of goes into a shell, which has happened before with this team. If that happens, that kind of changes the complexion of the season. On the same token, I don't think they have to just go out and throttle them. They just got to win that game.
You're listening to Josh Kendall, does a great job covering South Carolina. He is now with The Athletic. He's a great follow on Twitter, Josh The Athletic, at Josh The Athletic. Josh, if I was to ask what you like most about South Carolina's team and what you like least about the Gamecocks.
Well, most I like their defensive line. I think that for the first time, it's an SEC defensive line under Will Muschamp, probably the best defensive lines they've had at South Carolina since Jadeveon Clowney was part of their lines. They've just been virtually defenseless against the run, against good teams in the past, and that's just made everything so difficult. I think they will be able to compete in that area. At least is probably their running backs. The addition of Tavian Feaster, if he's the Tavian Feaster who folks thought he was when he got to Clemson and early in his career, maybe makes a difference. But their running backs have just been guys for a long time. And the fact that they can't establish any consistent running game, the fact that they can't run the ball into the end zone from the red zone has hampered the offense for a while.
All right, you had a very amusing tweet today when the coaches poll came out. You counted the others receiving votes, and you said that South Carolina has that mythical number 42 ranking. If you were to ask Will Muschamp at a press conference about a mythical number 42 ranking, what kind of expression would he give you?
The same expression he gives you when you ask him about the 5-star recruits. Quick to tell you, he's not a believer in star rankings. He's not a believer in recruiting rankings. He doesn't care that the schedule's tough. He doesn't think Thanksgiving is a real holiday. It's just a meal. Now, this is all part of the Will Muschamp shtick.
All right, switching from Will Muschamp to Whammy Ward, who's back at UTC as defensive coordinator. What's your favorite Whammy Ward story from his time at South Carolina?
Oh, my word. I don't know that I can tell my favorite Whammy Ward stories in mixed company. Whammy was great at South Carolina when things were going good, and Whammy recruited Atlanta for them pretty regularly And then when things went bad, I mean, it just went bad for everybody, and, you know, Whammy included. I just, that was such a dysfunctional staff at the end of that. But I'm glad that he's gotten, you know, that he stayed around. Some of the guys who were on that staff have had trouble, you know, getting back into college football. So I'm glad that Whammy is.
Nobody does a better job of covering the Gamecocks than Josh Kendall for The Athletic. Again, his Twitter, @JoshTheAthletic. If you love the Gamecocks, you probably already know and already follow him. But, Josh, thanks as always for joining us here on Press Row.
Thank you, buddy.
All righty. Our good buddy Josh Kendall from The Athletic joining us on Press Row. 648-1051 is the number. We'll reintroduce the Papa John's poll question when we come back here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.